Hi guys, it's Mike Five from NewMusicSaturday.com. Here to introduce this week's part two of the New Music Saturday podcast, where Dr. Bones and I go down the rabbit hole once again to explore the weird, wonderful, sometimes experimental, sometimes just slightly off the wall side of the independent music scene. We've got loads of cool stuff this week. It really is pretty tripped out, to be honest with you. It's not even a spiral, it just kind of throws you around. It's like being flung into a washing machine and then someone keeps shaking it from the outside when it's going around. I don't know why someone would do that, it's nonsense. Anyway, great fun, really, really good episode, great music. Thank you again to St. Martin, Ryan, who has done a fantastic job editing this week's podcast together. After a slight technical issue on my side when we couldn't get the recordings, we managed to get them out the back end and they pieced them together wonderfully. So thank you so much for doing that, we appreciate it. Go follow them on Twitter, say thank you, and in the meantime, while you do that, enjoy the episode, part two. Cheers, guys.
Good evening. Or if you're in the UK, like me, whatever ungodly and alcohol-soaked early hour this is One Blind Mouse welcoming you to the fine listening experience of New Music Saturday, hashtag NMS, with your hosts Dr. Bones and Mike Five, celebrating new and independent music. Enjoy the show. And for the curious, the noise in the background is the internal electrical activity of my toaster.
Right on, and we are live for part two of New Music Saturday, hashtag NMS, and this is Down the Rabbit Hole. And I am the doctor of many things, but not a medical doctor. And of course, with me as always is my partner in crime, best mate, Mike Five.
Yo, brother. Hello, hello, hello. What's going on?
So, man, part one was like just heavy as fuck. Like, really? I mean, yeah. I mean, with the exception of a kick-ass tune by Western Daguerre, like it was slower. Just not, you know, what the rest of the show was. So that's not a knock. I was like,
yeah, I love that tune. That was a great opener to the show. Actually, that
oh man, yeah. Because when I heard it, I was like, okay, yes, definitely opening part one up for sure.
Yeah, just had that vibe. Just worked.
So we have a pretty tripped out part two here. So I thought you were going to keep talking there for one moment. So I'm just fishing, tweeting that we're live again. So
alrighty, tweet.
Oh, thanks. You've been very helpful. I'll make note of that in my report.
Thank you. I do my best. Yeah.
Please, there's no need to thank me.
Exactly.
So, those of you who don't know Inspector Clouseau from the original Pink Panthers, so first up, like I said, we have just a trip up part one, and this one is gonna, man, I don't even know where to start. It's like the spiral is just not a spiral, just it's super zigzagged and just royally fucked. So we're gonna kick off part two here with a band called St. Martin, and this is a new album which comes out in July 3rd, to be the date, and we're gonna have them on for nearby the week after. But they sent us the album ahead of time, and holy shit, guys, this album is a fucking amazing and just. Brilliant. So tripped out lyrically, it just, oh my god, it's like dark, and but it's so good. So here we go with St. Martin and a song called Into Decay. Dig this.
Take one.
Whispering dream of sin.
Right on, Saint Martin and Into Decay. What another great tune. Like I said, this album is amazing. It's called The Day That God Died. But, man, just the industrial twist and electropop and just the dark vocals, but, like, amazing, ranges, too. But, wow, I can't wait to interview them about this album, because holy Christ, man, this is just yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a really, really good album. It's really, really well put together. That's a great track, and yeah, I love the drum sound on that is really nice. It's just got that kind of like deadened but studio kind of feel to it. It's really, really cool. I love it. During that song, I was thinking of Inspector Clouseau quotes, and the one that I remembered was, I can't remember the exact quote, but he says something like, "I have fixed your doorbell from the ringing. There is no charge."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to be the poor guy. Do you have a swimming pool? A swimming pool?
Oh dear.
And. I think there's I know there's a couple of outtakes, bloopers from that one particular when he's at the pool. He's like, waiter, and he falls on the diving board.
Oh yeah.
Or they walk in the museum and then they keep going straight and he turns to the left and it's like Inspector. Oh right.
Or. I still like the you naughty bird.
Yeah. Key two.
Something about his private moustache. Yeah. Yes, my private moustache. You naughty bird.
You do your unicorn. Oh, dear little girl. But still, okay, well, right for next one, still one of the best ones is A Shot in the Dark, which was Pink Panther, but wasn't connected to Pink Panther, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the synchronized watches in 3, 2, ugh, my watch has stopped. What's it do? Count. Count? Yes, count. 333, 332. But I loved his assistant, like, how are you, fool? You've broken my pointing stick. I've got nothing to point with.
Nothing to point with.
Right? Yeah. Fact! And he breaks it on the globe. Like. Maria Gablini, like. No. Mills? No, Moss. Yes, Mills. So, okay, back to music. We have a brand new song by Celestial North, and it's called Peace Warrior. This is a fantastic tune. Do this.
Thank you.
Celestial North with Warrior of Peace. This whole album is amazing. This song is no exception. It's a great tune. We played her at World Fisco, I think probably 2 weeks in a row, actually. But it's a great tune. This album is amazing. And I love this song. And it's just, it definitely is like angelic and celestial like sounding. And yeah, just perfectly fake. She has a great voice. And like, this is just awesome tune. Like I said, the whole album's amazing.
I really dig that. It's going to be in my head for days. Just that Warrior of Peace.
Right.
Over and over again. I can't remember any of the other words, but that bit's going to be in my head over and over again. brilliant. Very cool tune. Had a kind of epic quality. It was a bit like playing one of those big, you know, landscape-based games where you go and do missions or whatever. I've never played one. Apparently they're quite popular, but it kind of felt like that, you know. Yeah, you can imagine the, you can tell by the way I'm describing it with no detail because I don't have any. But you can sort of imagine the old Warrior of Peace, you know, on horseback.
Well, no one enjoys a good laugh better than I do. Well, maybe my wife does, but as a and now something completely different, right? So
Graham
Chapman, well, me and my wife does, and this and the priest, blah, blah, blah. Like, so RIP Graham Chapman, but it's so funny.
Yeah, man.
Right, what's silly
next?
Well, I'll be playing it in one moment. I just put my words carefully there. I'm just trying to load one more song here, and then we're good to go. Because I'm trying to get,
just trying load to get a little, them up, baby.
Just trying to get a little bit ahead here. So,
I like it. I like this. You getting ahead?
Well, I've always tried to do it, but we've had certain technical issues, so I wasn't sure if that was a problem or not. So I kind of tried. We'll call it mixing and matching, like.
Yeah, or matching and mixing.
Oh, however you want to say it, but you know what I mean.
No, I prefer it your way. To be fair, I don't know why. Just trying to be different.
just trying to fit in. You know, like,
just want people to notice me.
Why are you still here? Because I got nowhere else to go. And you know, one thing I didn't know is, and I guess I forgot about too, is like, real thing about Wayne's World is when they go to the bar, is like, what are the bands today? Oh, that's the Shitty Beatles. How were they? Shitty. Just a stupid question then, right? But I forgot it was Meatloaf was a bouncer. I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
So it's just a clever name.
So, Meatloaf died recently, didn't he?
Yes, he did, yeah. Actually, COVID.
Was that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gets you in the end. Gets you in the end.
We're not gonna get we're not going to get that either, because that's just going to go...
Yeah.
not the place we really want to go at the moment. give us a few more songs and we'll see. So next up, we have a song by a band called Runt, and the song's called Once More Around the Sun. Dig this.
Yeah.
Right on Run with Once More Around the Sun. Now, holy crap, was that ever just like, wow, fucking tripped out as fuck. The holy shit. we're diving in pretty deep, pretty fucking quick.
That bass line's fantastic, isn't right? it? Just that, just goes round and round and round.
But man, fucking, like I told you, it's going to be a crazy part two, like, exceptionally fucked.
Yeah, man, that's just brilliant. I really, really enjoyed that. Yeah, great tune. Love the bass line. Love the whole thing, actually. I thought the vocals were good. Reminded me of Voodoo Rays a little bit. Had a bit of that going on.
Nice, right on.
Who, in turn, have got a bit of a Joy Division thing, so I guess there's a link there. But yeah, really cool. Love it.
Nice, right on. Well, next up, man, we have a brand new song by P-Mad, and the song's called Down. Dig this. A great tune. I mean, this P-Mad is sorry. P-Mad is one of those bands that can go either way. They can go part one or down the rabbit hole. And this one was definitely a down the rabbit hole. And what a great tune it was. I absolutely love this one.
Yeah, very, very cool, wasn't it? It's got, again, a little bit of a Joy Division vibe to it, actually, which is pretty cool. But yeah, like you say, it kind of, you know, they go both ways, and that just works. Sorry, just realised what I said there. it just works really, really well. Fantastic team, great band, love it.
Right on, man. Well, next up, this is another tripped out awesome tune. This is a new one by K-Kid. We played one by him there called Ace Tone. Anyways, so this is a new one coming up, his upcoming album. This one's called Phantom Limbs. Kid K, dig this. Phantom Limbs. That was such a tripped out tune. Absolutely fucking loved it. And just because of the one before, called Ace Tone. But anyway, Kid K, man, this is a great tune. Very tripped out. Fucking loved it.
Yeah, brilliant. Like you say, really, really tripped out. Really kind of, definitely mellow vibes going all the way through that. Nice little groove running through as well. That was a cool tune.
Right on, man. Well, we're going to loop one more tune here just right now, just 2 seconds here, so sorry. But yeah, all right, okay, so there's two more seconds here, a couple more, but either way, so possibly next Saturday we might have on Trench Gun.
Oh, nice. That'd be good.
So he wants to come back on when you get a chance to talk to him, obviously. So.
Ooh. Yeah, I was. What happened there? I think it was a straight by Russell, wasn't
it? Oh, whichever. Either way, no big deal. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, that'd be good.
And definitely then, like, yeah, pretty sure it's the second week of July. I could double check the calendar. We have, what's it called? St. Martin. So.
Yeah, excellent.
That'll be an amazing time, too. And then we'll get some more set up after that as well. So. One more tune to set up here, then we're good for a little bit.
Cool. I'm enjoying that.
All right.
Generally, the preload is a good idea. You made that dirty in your own mind. I didn't make that dirty.
No, of course not. So, next up is a song by... and Charette, a song called Postpartum. Dig this. With Postpartum, what a awesome instrumental that was! Like, and she's got herself out too. But wow, that was just like all over the place, and kind of, man, I don't even know where to start with that one. It's like, wait, what?
Wait, what's happening?
Where am I?
That's just brilliant. It's completely tripped out and mad, and I love it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Everything about that is awesome, to be honest with you. Very cool.
Yep. That was actually my next line. Was very cool.
Yeah, but it is. It's just great.
Yes.
You just listen to that and go, yeah, okay, I'm in a good place here. This is pretty cool.
Oh, it's going to get better, man. So next up is a new song by Cosmic Boss with Money Zombies. Dig this. Cosmic Boss with Money Zombies. This video is actually available on TikTok, on their TikTok. But they said to me in a message, and I reposted it, and they said, do you want to put this show? It's for sure. So here we go with Money Zombies and Cosmic Boss. So another tripped out, oh my God, like, just like, whoa, man. Yeah, like very, very cool.
They're very good at that, though, aren't they?
Right? The Jackson Brothers, so...
Yeah, they are absolutely fantastic. Very cool tune, very, very chilled out, tripped out kind of vibe, like you say. Definitely got something about them, haven't they? Got a little bit of panache, I suppose. yeah, they're cool. The yeah, they're just shit. Sorry,
that's right.
Just like doing something weird. Yeah, I don't know. Like the album writing club thing that they've done with Andrew Hartshorn and Al Warren is really fucking good. Like this.
Oh man, Al Warren, his last album that was like not a musical, but either way, it was that was a what do you call it? Wasn't musical, but it was like a. Fuck, I can't remember the name of the word for it, but man, it was so good because he gave it to us all in parts, right? So,
oh yeah, like the what would you call that? A movement?
Oh, I guess so. Yeah,
maybe. But yeah, that was excellent. That was super good, wasn't it? It was they were just like excerpts because one of the songs was like 23 minutes long or something.
Yeah, it was totally worth it though.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, but it's quite cool that they gave us like a 3-minute version to play on the radio.
Right.
As well,
well yeah, man. Great. Well, we're doing the best we can for you because we are on song. Actually, we were halfway through part two. Thanks.
You did it right. Yeah, we did. Okay.
So next up is I'm not sure if it's Loop or Lupe because Loupe. So I'm gonna say Loop, and the song's called Warning Sign. Dig this. Way on loop with Warning Sign, another tripped out tune, and like it had a little bit of heaviness to it, but it still was more fit for part two. But what a great tune. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, man, just that driving kind of bass line and those slightly behind the beat drums and the swing hi-hats. It's just like, oh, I'm literally, if I close my eyes, I'm going to pass out listening to this. I'm not sure when I'm going to wake up, to be honest with you, because it's going to send me into some sort of weird dream. Yeah, very cool tune.
Right on. So just bear with me a moment, just getting the next few songs set up here.
Bearing with.
Oh, please.
I am bearing. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, that was a good tune. That's there.
Oh, man, we got even better count up. It just, like, this... Wow. All right,
it's so, a great part two. It's
For sure it is. It's a part two. So next up is a band called 3/4, and the song is called Brain Dance. Dig this. Super intense and super fucked. Like, what a great tune, man. Absolutely loved it. Like, what a badass tune. Just kind of give you a little taste of how screwed this rabbit hole really is.
Yeah, that was fantastic. That it was kind of synth wavy, but with a real I'm out clubbing kind of vibe to it, which is very cool. Yeah, I like that.
Smashing Baby.
Yeah, Smashing Baby. That bass though, just like the sub kind of bass sound was just like, oh my god, it's making my whole house rumble.
Right on, man. Well, next up we have a brand new one from Lifelong Corporation, and the song is called Supersonic Train. Dig this. Again, that was Lifelong Corporation as a song called Supersonic Train, and I love these guys. This was such a badass tune, this one, man. I love this one. had like the 80s vibe and kind of like almost kind of come almost a little bit 90s dance music in there too, right? So something so man, it was a great tune. Like Lifelong Corporation has since lots of tunes, and this one by far is the best one. So thank you again, guys. Yeah. It's a great tune. So Lifelong Corporation, a song called Supersonic Train.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Again, yeah, like, I agree with you. I think it's the best one they've sent us. But yeah, it's just super tripped out. It's definitely got an 80s vibe. It's music you could go running to. You know, people like to put playlists on when they're running. Yeah, it's got that, you know, just the...
Just go to jog and place the red light, you know.
Yeah, the beat of it's a little bit of a jogging pace. It's good. I like it. Cool tune.
Well, I meant jogging place at the red light. You know, I was going to go and jogging. Don't want to stop, don't want to lose your cardio, right? So... I'm not a jogger personally, so, but you know.
No, me neither.
So, but next up, we have brand new Amongst the Pigeons.
Yes.
And a song called Version 1.2. Dig this. Amongst the Pigeons in a song called Version 1.2. That was a great tune, a very kind of 80s poppy, but like really, really into the one. And that's the newest one. It's been in a couple of years, I think, maybe about a year or so. But anyway, and just, funny enough, I was using my Amongst Pigeons coffee mug this morning for my coffee. So
I never actually I didn't order one of those. I got the CD. And
oh, I bought the whole package.
I didn't get the back. But yeah, brilliant. He's an incredible producer. I love the way that his music sounds. There's so much in it. There's so much just good stuff happening. And little you know, little glassy notes and cool noises and whatever. It's just fantastic. But yeah, it's a brilliant tune. Great to hear more from him because I absolutely love him. So yeah, really pleased about that. Brilliant.
All right. Well, I'm just going to load up a couple more tunes here. So just give me one moment, please, and thank you.
Load them up, boy.
Fuck are you doing?
Reload. Yeah, man, this seems to work, actually. It's quite efficient. I like it.
Oh, for the most part, yes, it does.
Yeah, I mean, I've said that now. It won't work, obviously, but...
Right.
Up until this point, it's been pretty good. Because, actually, it's normally part two where it struggles, but it struggled with part one tonight, didn't it?
Yeah, and I don't get it. I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. I just... It makes no sense.
There's no rhyme or reason behind it, mate.
Right. So... two more moments here, so let's see here. Let's see. Sorry, just I'm typing the right name and they're not coming up properly, so I just need. Okay, there you go. So got that. All right. And All right.
Amazing.
So, time floor there. So, next up, we have a brand new Cosmic Boss with a song called The Basic Sandcastle. Dig this.
Predictions.
right on Cosmic Boss and Basic Sandcastle. Another tripped out tune. Holy crap. These guys, the Drexel Brothers, are geniuses when it comes to this stuff. Like, really. And wow, man. It's like, yeah, I was on a cosmic trip, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. It was quite, spacey, but as in literally kind of astronomical. You know, it had some weird planet traveling noises. I don't know, it just felt like you're sort of going down a black hole, and it's pretty cool. Stars shooting past you and whatever. Yeah, it's cool. I really like that. I think they're a great band. I think that's actually better than the other one we played by them. You know, it's good to have a double hit, but that's probably my favorite of the two. It's great.
Right on. Well, next up, since we can't see Mike Five, we can also make fun of him. So
it was just like freezing all the time. So I turned it off.
Sure, no. Hey, what a voice, man. So still better than Skype. So
well, exactly. Yeah. God, yeah.
You're right. So next up is the way it was laid out for us in the email was Benjamin X Bry, and the song is called Illuminate. Dig this.
Watch me.
on Benjamin X. Bry with Illuminate. What a tripped out tune that was. Her vocals were outstanding. Like, so, like, tripped out, but so kind of solid at the same time. Like, I really, really enjoyed the song.
Yeah, fantastic tune. Yeah, catchy, trips out, just like, yeah, mate, I feel this part two has gone to places I didn't expect it to go.
Right? I told you, man. When I see the message, like...
Yeah, no, I know. It's fantastic. It's really, really good.
All right, so just give one more moment here. I'm going to add the last couple of songs here, and then we're good to go. So,
alrighty.
Just a momentito, por favor.
Yeah, man.
And the last two, after this one, are pretty cool and pretty fucked, so...
Mate, yeah.
we're continuing on with One Blind Mouse's album, so we're at the next song, so we're not quite done the album yet, but we're doing it all in order like he asked, and it's so far, holy shit.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Right. It's honestly such a good album. That. Yeah, it's fantastic. Oops. It's Heresy, isn't it, we've got tonight?
Heresy or Heresy? Or Heresy?
Heresy.
Heresy?
Yeah, Heresy.
And the Ken Bastard Bassinger...
That reminds me, I've already forgotten the famous person whose name I learned earlier. That's annoying.
Oh, Selma Hayek.
Oh yeah, Selma Hayek. There you go.
Really?
Yeah, forgot about her.
Of course you did.
I'm not good at famous people, especially actors and actresses.
All right, man. So, next up, we're continuing on this insane trip in the rabbit hole with a song by Rodney Cromwell. This song's called Memory Box. Sorry. Just a double check. So, here's Rodney Cromwell, Memory Box. Take this. it. There was Rodney Cromwell with Memory Boxing. Oh my god, was that ever messed up? Like, it's what a great tune. It's just so like melodic and just tripped out to hell, man. Like, it just like what a crazy mix that was.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely fucked. I love it.
Right, yeah.
Especially at the end, it's like, whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
Don't have anything else to say about that. Fucked. Brilliant.
Wait on. Well, I just wanted to mention that earlier on, the promo video I did for the NMS, I used my ring light for the first time, so...
You did what?
I used my ring light for the first time, like a bigger ring light, you know?
Oh, I thought you said real name.
No, ring light.
Ring light.
Yeah. Initially, it was saving for my OnlyFans page, but no, I thought it broke my frame, so. Just to be clear, I do not have one. I was joking.
Yeah, he hasn't set it up yet.
Right. Yeah. So, next up, man, we have a song by Andrew Hutchison, a song called Welcome to Hell. And he had been at a kids party with his, I believe, his son, and he said it was just loud noise, loud voices, and everything else. It just kind of turned into a shit show very quickly. But anyway, so here you go with Andrew Hutchison.
I feel that.
Right?
So there.
Yeah. So here you go with Andrew Hutchison, a song called Welcome to Hell.
Welcome to Hell.
Andrew Hutchison with Welcome to Hell. Welcome to Hell. That was a badass tune, Nick. Very heavy beat. And apparently the dogs were bringing something, so sorry about that. But either way, that was Andrew Hutchison and Welcome to Hell.
Very, very, very cool tune. I was right. It was pretty tripped out. I had a feeling it might be.
Just a bit.
Yeah, that was... reminded me of every children's birthday party I've ever been to. Brilliant.
Right on, man. So our last song of the night to finish up a tripped out, fucked up rabbit hole is One Blind Mouse with a song. So what we decided on, it wasn't here to say, it was Heresy. So one line mouse and heresy. Dig this. And what in the actual fuck, man? Like, it just like it's definitely avant-garde for damn sure, but holy shit, man. Stu, here we go again. Stu. Man, like, wow, love it, absolutely love it. It's all just crazy, just going song by song, man. Just keeps getting more and more fucked as we go, like, but I absolutely love it.
It is brilliant. This one, I don't know why, like, there's no I want everyone to know there's no logic behind this, but if anyone remembers the helicopter tune, which is like a drum and bass jungle tune from the 90s, for whatever reason, whenever I hear this one on this album, it feels like it's going to break out into that. And it never does, obviously. It
right.
Just gets more and more fucked up and intense and like claustrophobic, which is brilliant. But it feels like it's going to kind of go, and then the drums are going to come in, and I just feel like it's going to go there, but it never does.
Yeah,
it's not what it is, but it just has that vibe. I don't know why, but I fucking love that. So that is a compliment, believe it or not. But yeah, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant tune. Absolutely love it. Fantastic album. It's literally a work of art. I think it's wonderful.
Man, we've had a fantastic show tonight. Part one and part two were just badass as hell. Like, absolutely love it. But guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for putting up with the little we'll call it digital delays, but we got to figure it out. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next week. Possibly with an interview with Trench Gunner, we'll see. But watch, you know, we'll keep you posted. Until then, it's been Dr. Bones saying Bones out and Mike 5.
Trench Gunner is actually in the chat. We could ask him live.
Okay. Oh, Trench Gunner, next Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern. So, like, what, 4 p.m.? No, it'll be 3 p.m., I think, in L.A. Or maybe 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. L.A.
That's what he just said.
All right. So, 2 p.m. Trench Gunner next Saturday. Mike 5 will be present for this interview. So, We'll try to keep a time frame on, because last time Trench Gunner and I could have gone for the entire show, like on and on and on. But he's an awesome guy, great music. So until then, we'll get that going. And again, since we have the ends set up here, I feel amazing. And Thoreau's a fucking idiot. Shoop, 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 shoop. Shoop.
beautiful.
Till then, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Bones out. Thanks so much, guys. You guys are awesome.